mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in hour number three on this unbelievable Monday edition, we're talking to Tom Flacco, investigative journalist, award-winning, written a huge 12-page report called Bless the Beast and the Children, and photographer for White House sex child ring arrested after Thompson's suicide, and it just goes into the bowels of all this evil. We're talking to Senator John DeCamp. The reports have been out there that this Gannon character may be this Johnny Gosch who disappeared when he was 12 years old back in the early 1980s. What we do know is that Gannon was a male prostitute, that Gannon ran a porn website, was basically like a madam. We do know that he was given specific, special access to the White House. We do know that he was good buddies with the president. I watched the body language on the news piece that showed Gannon asking him questions at a press conference. It was very interesting. I mean, it's the way I'd look at a girlfriend if she was asking me questions at a press conference. I mean, folks, you know, a picture tells a million words. Well, this video tells a lot more than that. We know New York Post reporting that they bus in male prostitutes, you know, top gay porn stars, to, quote, service them at the Bohemian Grove. We know, I mean, again, I have articles from the 80s from Spy Magazine and major publications about, the homosexuality going on at the Grove, the male prostitutes. This is all in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, made 4 years ago. So we're about to break here, but I wanted to bring up Tom Flacco. Tom, just that amazing revelation that Senator DeCamp gave us, upping it from 80%, 90% to 97%, that this Gannon character is Gosch. Senator DeCamp hadn't been wrong about anything. I mean, his book stands the testament of time. Your comments.
Well, yeah, I, as I say, I read the book, and it just maybe just about, I would say I've read about 85 to 90% of the book. It's just incredible, and I put a link up with the price, the $12.95, $4 for shipping. Send an email to John's office as per the back of the book. I put the email in the story, so you could just,
But I mean, comments on what he's been saying. I mean, comments to him.
Oh yeah. Well, as far as my interest in the thing is, you're breaking some new ground. As you know, I led. If you've read the story, I don't know if you've read it yet, Mr. McCann, but I led within the first paragraph of the story. That to me, the story was that right at the time of the suicide, a couple days later, the photographer linked in court testimony, federal district court testimony, to Larry King, and the case was picked up for allegedly, a variety of things. Could you expand a little more about what happened to Rusty Nelson? You said his house was, when he was busted, everything in his house was seized. You're saying that is that what happened?
Is what happened. And the only reason I know is because I was personally involved in it.
Okay, you were there.
Well, I started getting these calls from, God, it seemed like from everybody. Rusty's been picked up. Rusty's in jail. Then I got personal calls from Rusty, collect out of the jail. And he was in the Madison County Jail in northeast Nebraska. And I found out he'd been seized because supposedly he wasn't officially registered in Lincoln, which is 100 and some miles away, and had been in Lincoln at some time or other. Well, I'm sure he was registered, but I thought, I mean, big deal.
A technicality.
Yeah, anyway. But then they hauled him down and had him locked up in tight security, super tight. I was getting, as I say, 5 to 10 calls a day from people wanting me to see if I couldn't do something. I felt I might have to end up as a witness in the case, and I was having my own problems at the time. So I told Ted, and Ted came back here and bailed him out. And they spent the last week together, staying, talking together, and I think learning a lot. And
Ted stayed with Rusty.
Stayed with him every minute of every hour of every day they were here together. And
he knows.
Basically, debriefing him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back and kind of boil this down, explain this to people, and then take calls. From his bed, just had major surgery, Senator DeCamp, and we're also joined by Tom Flacco. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up in a few minutes from now, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this third hour, second segment. We're talking to Senator John DeCamp. Wrote a book from his investigation with the state of this pedophile ring. People went to jail over it. And his book alleged all these big top figures involved, and they never sued him, they never challenged him. He had all these eyewitnesses, a lot of people were murdered who were involved in the investigation, including the state's chief investigator that was reporting to DeCamp. His plane blew up. It just goes on and on. And then it ties in with this 12-year-old boy that came up missing in the early 80s, Johnny Gosch, who's a very close look and age now, to Mr. Gannon, who we know is now reportedly saying that he was relations with Bush and others. And we know he was a call boy, a call madam, really, and ran a porno site as well. And we know the neocons were funding his so-called news website, and he had just unbelievable access to the corridors of the White House more than the other reporters. So we have all this swirling around. And then in comes Hunter S. Thompson. Now, you know, I hear from listeners, oh, Hunter S. Thompson had seen your videos. Oh, he was writing about 9/11. I talked to one of his friends. He says, yeah, he was getting ready to do a big story on it, thought they were going to kill him. And I said, well, does it, this was the Globe and Mail reporter, when he talked to him days before he died, was he talking about these white slavery rings, you know, the homosexuality, the pedophilia, all this? He's like, yes, he was going to be working on that. He was going to be reporting on that. And then, of course, Mr. DeCamp, your book gets into eyewitnesses saying that it was somebody named Hunter Thompson. Who knows, could have been somebody using that as an alias. We don't know, or I mean, can you fill me in on this? Can you I mean, this sounds like a CIA novel or something. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
I know that. I know we're talking about the identical Hunter S. Thompson, as mentioned in my book, and ceremonies and directing enough films and being involved with the kids. So there's no question in my mind about that. But what I guess I'm trying to make, a point I'm trying to make is there's about five events that seem to all just happen, and they seem to be dominoing here at a rapid pace. For example, I had not printed my book, copy of it, for about, 9 years. And then I was getting so many requests, I thought, oh, what the hell? And so I reprinted the book, and it came out in the first of February or so of 2005, which is about a month and a half ago, right?
Right as the scandal was breaking.
Well, this was just before when it first came out. It was before that. And it updated certain things. For example, I will read you one paragraph of the update because I wanted to bring people up to date. And one of the central characters, you remember, of the original book was a kid named Troy Boner. Troy Boner was the government's chief witness to help lock up all the other kids. Later, he recanted, changed, and under oath testified that the government had forced him to. Anyway, so for example, I one of my updates in here, I'm going to read you one paragraph just to give you a flavor. In late 2003, Troy Boner walked into a hospital in New Mexico screaming, quote, they're after me because of this book. The book Troy was waving was this book, The Franklin Cover-Up. Boner was mildly sedated and calmed down and put in a private room for observation. When nurses came to check on him early next morning, Boner was sitting in a chair, bleeding from the mouth and quite dead. Former FBI Los Angeles Bureau Chief Ted Gunderson tried to get autopsy and other information and details that were promised him on Boner's death, but Gunderson and apparently every other entity were totally shut out of all information. No news stories on Boner's death were published in the news, despite Boner's previous front page fame and notoriety in the Franklin case. Okay, so my book came out, then you have the Gannon thing, and then Hunter Thompson 2 days later, and 2 days after that, whatever, Rusty gets picked up, and then Noreen Gosch can give you information about these other arrests of these characters involved back then who were pretending, or I assume they were pretending, unless they really were CIA, but I think you ought to talk to her direct about that. They get busted for pedophilia involved in that, and as they say, I don't know what's going on. I do know based upon people I have great confidence in, and I give as an example Ted Gunderson. I don't know if you remember, Ted Gunderson was originally hired. He was originally hired to prove I was full of beans. Yeah, that's right. Ted Gunderson was a former graduate of the University of Nebraska, football star and all that nonsense. And believe me, football in Nebraska is more sacred than the church. But anyway.
And that's how Ted Gunderson, you know, went from being the former head FBI guy in L.A., he suddenly, through your case, found out about the New World Order and then all the things he's done since then. So.
I repeat, he was hired to come back and prove that Senator John DeCamp was full of BS and was discrediting people. He came on to me pretty strong and tough. I minced no words. I let him share everything I had, and he came out of, you know, as my strong supporter. And since then, we've become very good friends, and he's become obsessed with this issue. In fact, more obsessed than I, because I've got to make a living and raise kids and worry about kids in college and things like that. So I've told you what I believe. I think there's too many coincidences going on.
Well, let me stop you right there, Senator, and I want to bring Tom Flacco in and take some calls. Again, I don't know Hunter S. Thompson, but you put this in a book. You've done this in radio interviews years ago. Saying that the witnesses said it was Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, again, you've never been sued for your book. A major TV station said you were making stuff up. You sued them and won. So you've stood the test of time. I mean, that's why we're interviewing you. And then everything you said, I've been able to check out and prove, except this Thompson thing. I mean, have you ever heard from the family or explain to me why Thompson's telling other reporters that he's, quote, investigating this? Why do you say Thompson?
Okay, I will only give you what I wrote in the original book. It was originally from 1990. In other testimony, Banassi said that Larry King, He's talking about a ceremony they had at Bohemian Grove, okay, where they did a snuff film, okay? In other testimony, Benassi said that Larry King was smiling and laughing the whole time the film was being shown, and that, quote, the men with the hoods, unquote, were a satanic group which planned to use the dead boy in some sort of ceremony. He also named the director of the snuff film, whom they had picked up in Las Vegas, as, quote, Hunter Thompson. And I didn't know Hunter Thompson from a bale of hay or Nikita Khrushchev or anything else when I wrote it. I wrote what the kid said, and only later did I learn the distinction this apparent individual has in the journalistic community. And as you know, when he did blow his brains out here, what, it's been a couple weeks ago now, right after the Gannon thing broke, when he blew his brains out, I mean, that was seemed to be lead news on TV, radio, networks, and everything else for a couple days, and that kind of seemed strange to me. And one of the things they kept bringing up, of course, was his strange association in the world of the occult and blah, blah, blah. So is it the same one? I don't know. Is it the same one? Do I believe? Absolutely.
Okay, so, yeah, exactly, and that stuff was in the news, and there's just, so it could be somebody else, but according to...
No, this guy was, anyway, I'm not going to prove it one way or the other.
I'm trying to go off what you just said. You're saying, is this the same person? I don't know, but you're saying you think it is.
I feel even more certain that it's the same person than I do.
Well, you know, he told a reporter that they're probably going to kill me, and then nobody saw him shoot himself.
Well, I'll quote another thing from my book. I quoted back then when asked about Gary Caradore, remember the private investigator? Colby was hired special. He had opened his own private firm, you know, investigating firm by then. And he turned to me and he said, John, if it's done right, we'll never know who did it. Or whatever. Anyway, he made it very clear that, you know,
and that was
done right, blah, blah, blah. And he used the example. He gave me a specific example. I'll give it to you right here. Probably people don't remember this, but there used to be a most famous guy down in South America named Allende, remember?
Yes.
Okay, he was what, prime minister or head of whatever one of those countries, Argentina or somewhere. Anyway, and the United States was at odds with him. And suddenly he ends up killed. And as Colby said, CIA took the blame for it, that everybody knew we wanted it done. Everybody blamed the CIA, world governments all around. He said, that's perfect crime, because he said, we really didn't do it. We wanted it done, but we didn't do that one. So anyway, I would say that's kind of the same way it is with some of these.
Unbelievable.
And I wish, as I say, I repeat again how we began this conversation, I wish I knew nothing of this. I wish I were the sweet innocent whatever.
This
not
is amazing.
No.
Tom Flacco, we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. We're going to come back and take calls, questions, or comments for our guest.
John, do you think that there are sitting United States congressmen and senators or recently retired who are involved in this and are still sitting there even as we prosecute Michael Jackson and drag 70 and 80-year-old priests out of retirement and prosecute them and put them in prison? Do you think that there are sitting congressmen and senators who are getting a free pass for pedophilia?
Okay. Answer this very carefully, very directly, and as straight as I've ever answered anything. No, I do not think. Yes, I do know. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, you do know. Okay.
In other words, I don't think. I know.
All right.
You do too.
Now, you said another thing that I put in my story, and some of these things I put in the story, as you'll find out, because I thought they were quite incredible. Maureen Gosch had said about the plane crash that there was pornography all over the field. That's all in the story. But with regard to the photos, I had another key question to raise. Judge Erbom, here he is hearing this incredible, incredible testimony in federal district court on February the 5th in 1999. He's hearing this testimony, and, you know, why isn't he saying, hey, show me more pictures. I want to subpoena all 20,000 pictures or all 30,000 pictures. I want to see them all. I want to have John Benassi Paul Benassi identify the faces, name some names. Why did all what happened with the judge? I hold the judge. How is he not taking care of the children by not bringing this out? Obviously, I'm being rhetorical here, but that's my question.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, well, I want to take some calls, but my big question is, why is the elite into this? Why? I mean, this is just, it's bizarre.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to talk about these issues and explore them. I know that DynCorp in 2000 was civilly convicted of kidnapping 200,000 women and children and flying them out to countries all over the world. Then they just changed their name. The UN, everywhere they go, this is what they do. It's systematic. It's what they're designed to do. My question before we go to Lance and Tom and Sean and Jeremy and Mark, and those are the five calls we'll have time to take with our guests. My question to both of you, John DeCamp, Tom Flacco, investigating this, but John DeCamp, the longest. Nero did stuff like this. Elites throughout history are into this. Is this like a rite of passage or something? Because for the rest of us who are normal, this is so alien, it's hard for us to even mentally get our minds around it, Senator?
I've asked myself that question more often than any other question because I've learned so much over the last 15 years since I got really up to my eyebrows in this. And then, of course, there was some pretty heavy-duty experience in politics also had kind of the other side. I think there is a network, strange as this may sound, a network where maintain control of your network and make sure something doesn't go wrong. You have to have certain people compromised or to a position where they have to cooperate or do what you want. And I think this is one of the most powerful techniques that's been devised, use of particularly pedophilia and this type of thing.
That's what I've read.
What mankind's always thing that from the moment Adam was there or whatever, sex seems to be one of the most controlling things.
Well, we know the old-fashioned mafia did this. We know that, you know, gangs have to go kill an innocent person. That's how they become a made member. I mean, this is the mode to get somebody compromised, and I agree with you on that. Tom Flacco, comments?
Well, you know, I've thought about this myself, and I just, you know, you wonder and you think about, you know, where is the judge protecting the kids? He gives you awards you $1 million on behalf of your client, you know.
But let's not look at all these hundreds of other kids. Let's not put out APBs and Amber Alerts, and let's just shut this down.
It seems like he's shutting it down. I was disturbed by the child auctions that Paul described.
Okay,
auctions
of children. Let me touch upon one thing you said, okay? And I've got to be super, super cautious because there have been more attempts to, quote, punish me, get my bar license than somewhat since I wrote this. But you mentioned what happened to the judge, okay? The judge acted on the evidence the judge had, okay? So I can't say the judge didn't, but I could tell there was some awful, hostile prejudice when the lawsuit was first filed, both in the media and otherwise. Now, remember, the first named defendant, the first person named in that lawsuit wasn't Larry King or anybody else. The first named defendant, I mean, make people mad now, was the Catholic Archdiocese of Omaha and certain Catholic priests. And, of course, they were rapidly dismissed because nobody could believe this at that time. This was the first of these kind of lawsuits.
Yeah, this is 15 years ago and nobody had heard of this.
Right, way before.
This was the first lawsuit of its kind filed in the United States where the Catholic Church was named. Now remember, I was a little boy raised a Catholic and I'm not going to criticize the church or any other church. All I'm saying is this was the first time in the United States of America where somebody boldly stepped forward and said, hey, you got a problem. These priests are abusing certain
kids.
And
since then, so much of what you put out over a decade ago has come out in other investigations.
Oh, God, yes. And how many judgments and settlements and what's happened with the church? When I first wrote it then, 15 years ago, when I filed that lawsuit in 1990 or 191, whatever it was, when I filed that first lawsuit, one in which I won the million, the first named defendant was, in fact, the Catholic Church and the Archdiocese of Omaha and certain Catholic priests. Well, obviously, got out of the lawsuit, but the rest is history. So I use that only as an example to show how strange this all began.
All right, gentlemen, I want to be fair to the callers. Let me just keep both of you about 10 more minutes so we can start taking calls. We got a break here in a second, but right now, Lance in Maryland. You're on the air, Lance. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I have a phone number for you.
Well, I don't want to give people's phone. What's it a phone number to?
Okay, I want to tell you about this. There's the American Center for Law and Justice has set up a special petition line to save Terry Chavez's life. And you can sign on to the petition.
I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold and we leave our guest here in about 10-15 minutes. I'll go back to you. Tom in Tennessee. Tom, go ahead. You're on the air, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to bring up one thing that I haven't heard discussed regarding the Gunkard Gannon thing. In 1982, when Johnny Gosch was kidnapped, he delivered papers for the Des Moines Register. I think I read this in Doreen Gosch's book, that the editor of that newspaper's name was James Gannon. And that's all I had.
Yep, right.
Is that true?
Yep, yeah, I'm aware of that.
That's from Why Can't Johnny Come Home by Noreen Gosch, I believe.
Unbelievable. We'll talk about it when we get back. More of your calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I wanted Lance to hold, so when our guests leave us here in a few minutes, we could get into the Terry Schiavo situation, which is very serious. I don't know if you can get back in, Lance, but if you're able to, go ahead. Just try to dial when you hear somebody hang up. We're about to go to Sean, Jeremy, Mark, and Jeff. That'll be it for calls for our guests. But, gentlemen, the comment that the last caller made, John had made was very interesting about one of these editors having the same name as Gannon today. I mean, maybe that is a coincidence, but that's pretty spooky, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to say. John probably would answer that better than I could. You know, where did he get the name? You know, why did he pick that name?
It's interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Alabama. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'd like to say hello to Mr. Flacco and Senator DeCamp. It's an honor to be speaking with both of you.
Thanks.
This is a very disturbing subject. Alex, you keep asking, what is it that makes these people do this? And I think... The answer to it is really simple, and it was given by Christ almost 2,000 years ago.
They're a society of psychopaths.
And he was speaking to the corrupt spiritual leaders of his time, and the answer that he gave is, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And that's the only answer that makes any sense in my mind as to why these people do the things they do.
All right, good point. Appreciate the call.
I agree with that.
Any comments on that, John?
Pardon?
John DeCamp, any comments on that?
I'm not smart enough to know what all the answers are.
Let's talk to up next here is Jeremy in Florida. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I was wondering, Alex, you remember the lady who called in last week and she mentioned something about there could be a possible connection between the Lefko murders and this whole Gannon story and then some other little elements that she brought up?
Yeah, she was saying there had been a bunch of deaths with people in and around the case, and then separate deaths and arrests being brought up now by Senator DeCamp.
Yeah, I was wondering if I can't remember, the reporter, if he found anything pertaining to that.
Tom?
Well, you're saying reporter, you're talking about me, about finding, what did you say, finding?
Information pertaining to what the lady said about the Lefko case being related, the murders being related to the Gannon case, and so on and so forth.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. No, I have not. You know, it's what John is saying here is that there are a surprising number of coincidences. I mean, I thought that it was incredible, the issue of Troy being found. That was, you're talking 2003. That's just that's contemporaneous here. We're talking about the timing just before the primary season started to kick in. You know, there must have been something bubbling under the surface. Maybe Troy was, you know.
Well, this is a good question. Why is this all coming out now, Senator DeCamp?
I truly wonder the same thing. Unless I've thought about it, I can just play speculation only. What if one element is trying to compromise or get even or punish or destroy another competing element?
That's what I've been saying for 2 weeks.
Same activity, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like two people who are both thieves getting on the odds with each other because, anyway.
Well, you've got, Alex, we're getting bombarded every single night on cable television with pedophilia and Michael Jackson over and over again ad nauseum. It's just, it's incredible. You have to turn your television off or flip over to some sports or something because it just gets tiring. You know, and then, you know, they went with the Gannon thing. The Gannon thing died out there. It's just they're not able. You don't have reporters who are willing to press and who are willing to go after a story. And part
I
of
hear
it
you.
Is because they just get, you know, they write a story. And after doing it a few times, they get to say, we can't print that. We're not going to print that.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I mean, I'd say this. Why did Rupert Murdoch's New York Post last year come out with headline top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove? I mean, it looks to me like you've got groups within this group leveraging each other, and that's what I've been saying for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I kind of suspect that. This is John DeCamp again. The more I watch, the more I observe, the more I remember how this all worked here. It was, you better be careful what you say because we have, you know what I mean? And then they have to show their hand a little bit to show that they really can do some pretty bad things.
Notice where George Bush was, where his back was against the wall after a 9/11, where did he fly? He went to Nebraska. He went to Offutt Air Force Base. And the testimony that I read.
And met with hundreds of top CEOs in a secret meeting, and they'd been there at 8 that morning before the attacks even took place with Warren Buffett.
Yeah, all the people that were part of this. It's just like a revisit of the Franklin cover-up book. It's just, why did he go to Offutt Air Force
Base? Let me bring that up. Do you have any comments on that, Senator DeCamp?
Well, the obvious one is the one that was officially given, that Offutt Air Force Base is in the middle of the United States. It's about as far as you can get, and supposedly the most secure place on planet Earth, away from Russian
Why would all those CEOs be there that morning?
Well, now that's another good question, because you remember in my book, Offutt was the centerpiece of where kids were. Offutt, and quite frankly, a lot of kids out of Boys Town, was the centerpiece of where they were taken and then flown here, flown there, taken here, taken there, so on and so forth. So I have my own, I guess, opinions and suspicions, but do I have any proof of anything? No. We know the facts. The facts are this is where the president came, and we also know from my book, which I proved, I think, in spades over and over, Offutt was a centerpiece, as was a couple of the
unbelievable.
Here for...
Two quick final calls. Mark in Nevada. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Good.
Alex, you left out the CEOs who were supposed to be at the World Trade Center, some of them.
Yeah, most of them were, worked in the World Trade Center, but they had all been called there by Warren Buffett for a special meeting that morning.
The genesis of the Gannon is Gosh story, it wasn't so much conjecture from the Internet. Actually, I think the one who first gave S-rated legs was actually Sherman Skolnick. I wanted to point that out. And also, Hunter Thompson, I will say this, he certainly has a very interesting profile, connections to the CIA involved with, illicit drug use and so on and so forth.
Well, it's like Timothy Leary later admitted he was FBI and CIA. We've got the head of the feminist movement, Gloria Steinem, saying she was CIA. So many of these cult figures are.
The other thing is, I was wondering real quick here for the guest, John DeCamp. Has he been able to locate this Lawrence King? Because I think I figured out where he's at.
Something I can tell you where he's at. You want to show about remarkable power? He got paroled here about almost 2 years ago now.
Yes.
He got paroled directly to a place called Washington, D.C.
Shall I?
And again, Larry King, not the Larry King of TV, a black Larry King.
Who was opened both the Republican National Conventions, 84 and 88. I know I was Republican delegate.
Tell us about this
convention.
Guy. I mean, he was convicted. Tell us briefly about King.
Larry King was officially labeled by the New York Times and others as the fastest rising black star in the Republican Party. He had a one-on-one relationship with Reagan and with Bush. In fact, he picked up the phone and he proved to people he could call Reagan on the phone. He also was the one who opened and sang the national anthem at the Republican National Convention in 1984 and 1988. And I repeat, I know I was there at the biggest party he ever gave because I was an elected delegate to both Republican National Conventions. Blah, blah, blah.
What about, we have the, 89 story out of the Washington Times. I have the actual copy of it, the midnight tours for the underage call boys.
That's by Rodriguez.
And then we've got, again, a Barney Frank. Who else could be caught running an underage, pedophile folks, ring out of his penthouse and he didn't get in trouble? I mean, these people, they get caught and nothing happens.
Because of where else it would lead. It's the only thing you could think of. And, John, why weren't there more senators and congressmen named? And what about the pictures? Are we going to see pictures on the Internet? You have 20, 30,000 pictures. Let's say half of them to three-quarters of them have been confiscated by federal authorities. You told me the other day, and I put in the story, that federal authorities were looking for the photos now. Well, why would they be looking for the photos in a case that's supposedly closed, where people have gone to jail, and it's been 10, 12, 13 years, 15 years?
Okay, once again, if I say it, you can pretty well take it as true. In this particular case, I happen to have the search warrants, the copies of the search warrants, and they list all these things they're looking for, and yes, indeed, they are exactly what we're talking about, pedophile pictures and computer this and computer tapes and everything else, and they listed all the various locations where they thought they might gain access to them. What they actually found there, I do not know. I wasn't in on the search, and they definitely would not share that with me, I'm sure. But
so, in other words,
did they have a search? Yes. When was it?
We got to be careful that Gannon isn't somebody who then mixes in disinfo with all the other stuff that's true, then they bring it all out and discredit the whole thing.
That's certainly one method.
I tend to lean, I said last week, 80% chance this is an internal war right now, and they're all holding things over each other's heads.
I think so, Alex. I think that's definitely, but what you look at, I don't think the Gannon Gosh thing is as important as the fact as what he represented or the fact that why would you let, it's like saying that, a whole pool of White House reporters who advertise themselves as $200 a day, $1,200 a day, $200 an hour, male prostitutes as reporters. What if we had 10 or 15 of them? How could you have that kind of a situation for 2 years?
And it keeps coming up over and over and over again in mainstream news. Okay, thanks, Mark. Final call. Jeff, South Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm suffering brain fever here.
John DeCamp and Tom Walker.
I lived about 2.5 blocks from Larry King up in North Omaha for my whole entire life till about 97, all right? And there was always something in the neighborhood. We knew stuff was wrong. And I moved out years ago, and I went back to Omaha for a reunion about 2 years ago, and I was with some friends of mine. And we was at an electronics store, and I brought your name up, Alex, and we got into Franklin cover-up and on and on and on. And there was a contractor next to us. You could hear he's listening to us. He said he was a carpenter. I was like, well, that's obvious. You know, you got all the garb for it. But he says, no, you don't understand. He says, I did a bunch of work for Larry King making a whole bunch of what he considered walk-in closets on his property. He says they were about 4 feet by 6 feet. And I'm wondering if John DeCamp has ever heard anything that or seen a floor layout for King's property up there off Florence Boulevard, North Omaha.
Paul Bonassi and some others brought this up to me. I did not put this in my book because I did not have the proof. I did not physically see this myself. I did not have anything, and I couldn't risk making any accusation that I couldn't prove in spades.
Okay, because the reason I was saying this, because when we told this guy a little more about it, because he hadn't really heard other than, you know, the hoopla that was going on in Omaha, you know, over the Franklin cover-up, people getting fired, you know, cops getting fired because of Wadman's corruption and stuff. He left there visibly shook, I mean, shaking. Just, it was unbelievable. He just got in his pickup and hauled ass. And that was, excuse my Spanish there, last time I'd ever seen that man. But, yeah, he said he put a bunch of it. They were about 4x6, what he considered walk-in closets with benches. So then this guy wasn't lying to me then, was he?
I do not know.
But, I mean, you
have heard that story from others.
You have heard that?
I have heard it. Do I have the proof? No. And
no,
did Larry King invite me to look? No.
Okay, because, I mean, I just, this is something that had bothered me for years, Mr.
But Larry King went to jail, folks. All right, thanks
yeah,
for the call.
Yeah, about 10 years he served, I think, 8 or 10.
John, is there evidence that this is still going on in Nebraska?
Is a pig's ass pork.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, John, I'm sure you know about DynCorp getting caught doing this stuff, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's like BBC, Associated Press. 200,000? I mean, we're talking about industrial. We're talking about, you know, two football stadiums of children and women in 1 year.
Yeah, I know.
This is industrial. This is mega massive. And, you know, they hunt in the third world.
Yeah.
They don't hunt as much here. But we need to expose this so they don't hunt here. This is not a safe place for you to hunt, you pieces of trash that are going straight to Hades. That's all I can say. Well, I want to commend both of you, Tom Flacco, Senator John DeCamp. People can read Tom Flacco's detailed reportage at tomflacco.com. And Senator DeCamp, I definitely, please have your secretary send me a new copy, complimentary, or I'll pay for it if you want.
I'll get you a copy, and you can mention it on the air if you choose. And the only reason I reprinted it, I have never spent one penny, not one penny advertising or
promoting
the book. But we were having so many people call in back order, so I got a reprint of a few thousand and updated it with, like I said, some of the things, including some other names you mentioned here from
Warren
Buffett or whatever. But
how many copies of the original book have gone out?
About 120,000, 121,000.
That's with no promotion. And then the people don't challenge it because it's all court records and documents. Folks, please give people that are listening the address or email how they get the book, Senator.
Oh, shoot. DeCampLegal@inebraska.com or net, which is it?
.com.
DeCamp Legal at, that's DeCamplegal at I as in Inez, inebraska.com. I know because it's on my site and there's 20,000 people have read the story already. And so I'm promoting the email is within the text body of the story. So, John, you should be getting a few email.
Hey, good. I got to thank you for giving that because I didn't know.
No, well, you're going to get, I'm sure you're going to get
there. I'm really dumber than dog poo now, and I couldn't even tell you. Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Just got out of the hospital from major surgery. John DeCamp, I want to thank you again for coming on, and I want to thank you for joining us as well, Tom Flacco. We'll continue to watch this as it develops. I'm sure we'll get a transcript made of this interview, Tom, and I hope that you post it because a lot of vital stuff was said here.
Send me the link, and we'll get it up.
All right, Tom Flacco, God bless. And, of course, to you, too. John DeCamp, we talked off air, final comment. You and your family are a little bit worried about your safety right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, God's with you, my friend. And if they kill you, people will pay more attention to what you've done.
That is not my desire.
Exactly. No, so I don't think they're going to get you.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, there goes Tom Flacco and Senator John DeCamp. And, again, I respect John DeCamp, so much of what he said I've checked out myself, and it's true. Again, on a lot of this, we just don't know, but we know there's smoke. I mean, this is smoke billowing. You can see the flame inside the smoke, and it just keeps popping up over and over and over again. And, I mean, they don't deny this stuff. I mean, Barney Frank, all of it, it's just disgusting. And these people have got control of our country, and Homeland Security and this whole system is a way to control the people. And they are the most evil scum the planet has ever seen. And they're getting more and more power, and they want our guns, and if we give up our liberties for so-called security, we're not going to get any of it. And I just beg people out there to speak out about this, to educate yourself, to get your children out of these public schools where they want to force psychologically test all of them and drug them. I mean, this is an abusive system that is teaching us how to be abusive to the children, that is teaching the society how to turn children into prisoners and put them in jail for writing the word gun in a fiction story, or to basically just destroy this society. I mean, two-thirds of foster children are on, more than two-thirds are on psychotropic drugs. I mean, just look what this government does to children. Look at how the media, you know, it's out of control. And the globalists are the scum of the earth. It's the only term I can think of to describe them. They are the bottom of the pit of Hades. And just God needs us to stand up and defend the little ones. Final segment coming up. Stay with me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
By the last 2.5 hours, 3 hours. The globalists are from another world, another dimension, another mindset, another spirit than the general public. And we got to stop being naive. You know, they're saying that Al-Qaeda is going to hit the schools. This out of Reuters. Al-Qaeda may target U.S. theaters and schools. And they're saying that Abu al-Zawahiri is going to, Abu Musab al-Zawahiri is going to be attacking any minute. But the problem is they claim they've killed him once, and they've captured him four times, and they never retract the last capture. It's just, oh, we captured him again. Oh, we killed him again. And they're saying that they've got, you know, really good sources that this is Time Magazine, CNN's Lit Edition, that, you know, may be hit any moment, the schools, the public schools. Just like Russia, just like the rest of it, it'll be a staged event, and God help those children. Anybody who's got their children in a government training camp, or they might hit a private school, is just nuts. We've got to get the globalists out of power. We've at least got to expose them so badly that they stop being so arrogant and so over the top. Of course, now it's coming out on MSNBC. No evidence that Al-Qaeda knew of Madrid plot. A year after terrorists killed 191 people and wounded more than 1,500 at two Madrid train stations, both U.S. and Spanish officials say there is no evidence that Al-Qaeda leadership authorized or even knew of the plan. No, but it's mainstream news in Spain who was behind it. Activists rally to save Terri Schiavo. They're scheduled to pull her feeding tube today. The woman is not brain dead. She's not even that brain damaged. She is just paralyzed, and they want to set the precedent to kill her. And everybody should be calling the governor, calling the protective families, and say, hey, why don't you really protect somebody for once? And we had callers earlier who tried to call during the other guest, and I told them to call back in. Did any of them call back in at the end here to talk about Terri? I guess they didn't, because they had details, and I wanted to get to them. But I'll be talking more about this tomorrow, and we'll continue to fight. I've been fighting for Terri along with you for 3 years. Before I end this broadcast, if you believe in what we're doing, you believe in the information we're putting out, you need to get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. It is my best work yet. It is my crowning achievement. I thank God for the skills and the help that I got to make this, for everything we caught on video while in New York. I just want to share this with you. It is a great video, 2 hours, 35 minutes long to be specific and precise. It covers the latest police state developments, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the secret police taking photos of protesters and media. That's the first 30 minutes. Then we confront Michael Moore about whitewashing 9/11. We spend an hour on September 11th. I mean, by itself, people are saying it's the best 9/11 film. That's just 1 hour of the film. And the last part of the film, the last hour, is the occult elite and the Thule Society, this Nazi death cult that runs our country, and how it ties into Schwarzenegger and the Bushes supporting Hitler and getting the Nazi money out of Germany for the Nazis. I mean, and then it ends with Bush taking his oath of office in 10 minutes of the police state they're setting up in America. We just run right through it. It is such an important film. It's really three films in one, $25.95. But if you order three or more of any of the 12 films I've made, they drop down to $19.95 apiece. Big discount. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com to order via the secure online shopping cart to order a hard copy, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch all my films, my new film, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all there, weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Or the number, if you missed it, 888-253-3139. All right, God bless you all. We must shine the light on the evil. We must resist it. God bless.
Hello, folks.